kentang, saken tukat di lambung bercanggu, bebek kantiku manuk jalak sasareyan. Sakentang, sakentungkat di lambung bercangkung, bebek kantiku manuk jalak sasarian. Tung sakentang, sakentungkat di lambung bercangkung, bebek kantiku manuk jalak sasarian.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, presenting you various interesting information, programs, updates, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. We have the news followed by commentary. Then we also have several interesting programs like Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and also Music Corner. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, we begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline: Indonesia beats China in World Cup qualifiers. Indonesia reports drop in child stunting rate. I'm Rahmawati. Now, the news in detail. Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs sends Idul Adha greetings from Mecca. VOI reporter Dora Pardede has the full story.
Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs and Amirul Hajj, 1446 Hijri Nasaruddin Umar, delivered Eid al-Adha, 1446 Hijri or 2025 AD greetings from Mecca, Saudi Arabia. In a press statement published on the ministry's YouTube channel on Thursday, he expressed hope that Muslims could observe Eid al-Adha with deep devotion. He wished that Indonesian pilgrims would not only earn the title of Maqbul Hajj, meaning their pilgrimage is accepted, but also Mabrur Hajj, which bring benefit to people back home.
Semoga seluruh rangkaian-rangkaian ibadah yang kita lakukan pada bulan ini.
Hopefully, all the worship we do this month, starting from Sunnah fasting, Idul Adha prayers, slaughtering of sacrifice, and especially for friends in the Holy Land, carry out their prayers, and hopefully we all also return home with not only fulfilled Hajj that is accepted because the pillars of requirements are met, but also by obtaining a Mabrur Hajj that will later be felt by other people in our country.
The minister also prayed for all Indonesians, including teachers and families, both living and deceased. He offered the prayer in Arafat and asked the public to pray for the pilgrim's safe return and stronger faith. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Health has released the results of the 2024 Indonesian Nutrition Status Survey. In a virtual press statement on Thursday, head of the Health Development Policy Agency, Asnawi Abdullah, said the national stunting rate has dropped to 19.8% or over 4.4 million children. According to Asnawi, the decline reflects real progress in the government's efforts to reduce poor nutrition, especially stunting.
Nah, kalau kita coba lihat trennya.
If we look at the trend, the 2024 figure is 1.7% better than the stunting rate in 2023. This bar chart shows we have reduced stunting from 37.2% in 2013 to 19.8% today. The trend clearly shows a steady decline.
Kita berhasil menurunkan angka stunting dari angka 37,2% pada tahun 2013, kita sekarang ini di angka 19,8. Kalau kita lihat tren ini, kecenderungan terus menurun.
A national survey reviewed children's nutrition from stunting to overweight. The data helps monitor health and shape future programs. It drew from 345,000 households in 34,500 census blocks across 38 provinces and 514 districts. The effort involved ministries, local governments, and development partners. We continue with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who is grateful as Indonesia beats China. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is grateful for the national football team's 1-0 victory over China in the ninth match of Group C of the 2026 World Cup Asian qualifiers. The match was held at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta on Thursday. After watching the match, President Prabowo shared his hopes for Indonesia to qualify for the 2026 World Cup.
The journey still has challenges. We have to win against Japan. Who knows, this time we'll be lucky enough to reach the World Cup.
Kali ini kita beruntung bisa masuk Piala Dunia. Siapa tahu. Oke.
Indonesia's winning goal came from a penalty by Ole Romey at the end of the first half. With this result, Indonesia now ranks in the top four of Group C and advance to the fourth round. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto attended a national corn harvest in Landak, West Kalimantan on Thursday. The harvest is part of the government's efforts to boost corn production and strengthen national food security. In his speech, President Prabowo expressed optimism about achieving corn self-sufficiency.
Kalau tahun yang lalu kita masih
last year we still imported corn around 500,000 tons. I have received a guarantee from two great Indonesian figures, the Minister of Agriculture and the National Police Chief, that by 2026, Indonesia will no longer import corn.
President Prabowo added, farmers must also prosper as production improves. He hopes this harvest will mark a turning point for agriculture, especially in achieving food self-sufficiency and improving farmer welfare. You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Indonesia and South Korea launched the Korea-ASEAN Digital Academy program to train young digital talent. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital has launched the Korean ASEAN Digital Academy, or KADA. The program was officially opened at Comdigi Center in Cikarang, West Java. It is a partnership with South Korea to train young people in digital skills for the global job market. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Nezar Patria said the KADA program will run for 2.5 months. A total of 60 participants will receive training from digital experts from South Korea.
One of the programs is KADA, the Korea-ASEAN Digital Academy. I think it's a very good program and very useful for young people who want to deepen their digital knowledge. We are also working with a Korean agency called ALICE, which has great experience in digital upskilling.
Nezar added that the program will help participants get jobs at multinational companies or Korean-owned firms. They will build real connections with industries in areas such as artificial intelligence, information technology, and software development of Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's national history rewrites is now 70% complete. Still from Ofra Regina, who brings the report.
Indonesia is working on a new version of its national history. Culture Minister Fadlizon said the writing is now 60-70% complete. He made this statement in Jakarta on Thursday.
The writers have already started. Right now, it's about 60-70% done. We plan to hold discussions or public reviews with community groups by the end of June or in July.
The project involves 113 historians and will include input from the public before it is finalized. Minister Fadli said this is the first rewrite in 26 years. Since the last version during President Habibie's era in 1998, he said the goal is not to blame or erase anyone from history. It aims to build a story that unites. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Hajj and Idul Adha, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on Hajj and Idul Adha. The Hajj pilgrimage is one of the pillars of Islam that must be carried out by Muslims who are able. Performing the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia for a Muslim is not just relying on physical and material strength alone, but there needs to be patience and sincerity of heart. The focus of worship is only for Allah Almighty. Hajj on the 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah, according to the Islamic calendar, is not just a ritual, but a form of faith and devotion of the people to the Creator. When performing the Hajj pilgrimage, Muslims from all over the world gather in Mecca. There is no difference in skin color, ethnicity, or where they come from, all merge into one. They come wearing white ihram clothes, which reminds that every Muslim who dies will only wear a piece of cloth, not bringing wealth or a great name. Along with the implementation of the Hajj pilgrimage, Muslims also celebrate Idul Adha, which is a symbolic commemoration of the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ismail as a sign of obedience to Allah, which was then replaced with a sacrificial animal. This event is commemorated and celebrated by Muslims throughout the world, including in Indonesia, where the majority of the population is Muslim, namely by slaughtering sacrificial animals and distributing the meat, especially to those in need, as a symbol of equality and social concern. That was commentary.
Keyword of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Are you on your way?
Gaela Inggris, gue udah jalan, bentar lagi nyampe.
I have your location. You haven't even left.
sering ku merasa kau buatku putus asa.
Argumen berulang kau masih di sini aja.
Tiap hari Tom and Jerry sibuk kau di sana sini.
Tak perlu over drama sih kau tahu ku takkan pergi. Banyak beda bukan tak bisa bersama-sama. Ya lagi.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make love, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick off the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is done.
Yeah, it's us, we make love, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
Berlebihan sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn. Maaf-maafan cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih. You won't believe the day I have.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick off the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is down.
Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
Like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy.
That's just us.
You make up, got a friend in me.
Sorry.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick off the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is down.
Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, four.
You're my friend in me.
Voice off Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Thank you.
tentang pertemuan kita di Sabtu malam, yang ku kira kan jadi satu hal biasa. Wajarkah rasa seperti ini? Debar hati yang tak mau berhenti. Teringat jelas harumu di sana, masih terbawa saat ku ingin terlelap. Aku tak pernah seperti ini. Sama seperti aku yang tergila-gila, pesonamu hadir dengan sederhana, mengalahkan rasa yang pernah ada. Ku ingin kau rasakan yang sama, satukan dua hati untuk selamanya. Akan tiba masa kita segalanya menyarungi kisah sejuta cerita.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
malam akan bercerita hawanya tak lagi di jalur yang sama. Bacaan dan doa yang mulai berbeda. Engkau dan air mata kita bicara. Gila, tak masuk logika. Termangu hatiku, kau menggenggam ku menandanya. Berdamai dengan apa yang terjadi. Kunci dan semua masalah ini jujur tak mudah untuk melangkah pergi. Ini soal hati, bukan yang diyakini. Oh, masuk logika, termangu hatiku, kau menggenggam ku mana adanya. Gila, ini tak biasa. Ku menadahnya.
Of Indonesia.
Ku tarik nafas panjang saat ini, hembuskan perlahan dan sadari. Ku memang pantas untuk dicintai, tapi siapa yang kau temani? Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku mohon dulu tunjukkan
diriku tanda itu. Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku mohon dulu, oh tunjukkan jalanku padamu untuk bisa merasakan kasihmu. Pergantian malam dan siangmu selalu ku tunggu-tunggu tanda-tanda itu.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. VOI listener, the sparkle of the sun that slowly rises into the sky, or commonly called sunrise, has a magical power that can make anyone come to watch it. One of the best places to enjoy the beauty of the sunrise is at Puntuk Setumbu Hill in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Puntuk Setumbu Hill, one of the best spots to watch sunrise with the background of Mount Merapi, Merbabu, and see the magnificent Borobudur Temple in the morning, which is surrounded by a sea of mist. Puntuk Setumbu is a hill about 400 meters above sea level, located in the Menoreh Mountains. Listener, if you want to witness the beauty of Borobudur at dawn, it is recommended to arrive at this place before 5 a.m. local time. The peak of Puntuk Setumbu is a large courtyard surrounded by a guardrail. In this place, there are houses on stilts, gazebos, and wooden chairs that can be used to sit
while waiting for the sun to rise. By walking up the hill for 15 minutes, your tiredness will be paid off. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengu, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, at RI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic Words. Hi, VOI listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go. Indonesian magic words. Tolong. Please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's traditional song edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Ikan Nai di Pantai. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai went viral in the mid-April 2024 on TikTok. Not only that, the video clip of the song, which was released on YouTube on March 30, 2024, already had 1 million views by the end of April 2024. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai describes the atmosphere in East Nusa Tenggara. There are lots of fish on the beach, and some people buy fish on the beach. Besides, there are typical foods and drinks of East Nusa Tenggara, such as rumpu rampe and moke. With all of them, life in East Nusa Tenggara is so enjoyable. Well, listener, now let's enjoy the traditional song from East Nusa Tenggara, Ikan Nai di Pantai. Let's check this one out.
Indonesia.
Mudah untuk melangkah. dunia ini.
Oh, gila, tak masuk logika, termangu hatiku.
Kau menggenggam ku mana adanya.
Biasa tertegun hatiku.
Kau menggenggam ku menadahnya.
Of Indonesia.
Are you on your way?
Yaelah Inggris, gue udah jalan, kita lagi nyampe.
I have your location. You haven't even left.
Sering ku merasa kau buatku putus asa.
Argumen berulang, kok masih di sini aja?
Tiap hari Tom and Jerry sibuk kau di sana sini.
Tak perlu over drama sih, kau tahu ku takkan pergi.
Banyak beda bukan tak bisa bersama-sama.
Ya lagi.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, then make love, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, oh.
You're my friend of me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the good is done.
Yeah, it's us, then make love, got a friend in me.
One, two, three, oh.
You're my friend of me.
Berlebihan sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn. Maaf, maafan cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih.
You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three,
oh. You're my friend of me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
you know how to drive me crazy.
That's just us.
You make up, got a friend in me.
Sorry.
You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till the sun is down. Yeah, it's us, you make up, got a friend in me.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama. Cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemilta, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri memohon waktu berhenti. Hari datang, malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemilta, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu di taman ria, romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap iya dia nyata.
Indonesia.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyaman, tempat kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang takkan ruang tanpa beban, dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Cepat berlalu, waktu yang ku punya denganmu. Kita berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan, semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya, bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada.
bersamamu. Percayalah ini saya terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamat.